Welcome to the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Shift your course, transform your life, do more of what you love with Dr. Kathy Hunter.
Hello and welcome back. It's Dr. Kathy Hunter with the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. I am sitting in my backyard, which we deem Shangri-La. And so if you hear any waterfalls in the background, that is our water going into the koi pond. But we are finally getting our warmer Southern California weather. So I am sitting in the morning sun trying to get a little bit exposure on my arms and my legs before work so I can get a little vitamin D levels. And I thought it was super appropriate since I was sitting out here that today I wanted to talk about the sun, sunlight, and vitamin D because they are all very important for our overall health as human beings. Now, in general, I think vitamin D, and I don't know why, it has an interesting, connotation. It's very interesting to me that in general, and maybe other doctors are different, but the doctor I used to have, the vitamin D levels that you test in your blood, it was not part of the regular panel. And vitamin D is such a huge thing in our body that helps us with so many different functions. I mean, really, it's such an important number to know in your blood levels to see if you are deficient or, God forbid, you have too much, because it plays so many roles in the body and it's so helpful. And the thing about vitamin D is that it is a fat soluble vitamin versus a water soluble vitamin. So for instance, if you've ever taken a B complex vitamin, a B is a water soluble vitamin. Well, if you take too much, meaning your body doesn't need to use all that, and you go to the bathroom and you urinate, you'll usually pee yellow because you're basically excreting that excess vitamin B's, all the different B's that your body doesn't need. Versus with vitamin D, it is a fat soluble vitamin, so you don't just excrete it through your urine when you have too much of it. So yes, indeed, you could have dangerously high levels. It's more unlikely. Usually people have low levels, but it's such an important number to check. I mean, vitamin D, it plays a part in reducing inflammation in the body. It also can modulate processes like cell growth, neuromuscular immunity, has a lot to do with immune function, and also glucose metabolism. So back to my old doctor, this was several years ago, and I just never had my vitamin D levels checked before. And I said, can you check my vitamin D levels? And she looked at me and she said, why? And I thought that was kind of odd. So I had her check it, and I was actually very low, which was interesting because I tend to spend time in the sun, not necessarily baking, laying there, by the pool, but running, doing sports, etc. So I found that interesting. So I started supplementing with vitamin D, and we'll get to that in a second. But really, the best way to get your vitamin D is through the sun. And for sure, the sun and sunlight has gotten a huge bad rap over the years. And you know, it's a slippery slope, especially living somewhere like here in Southern California. You know, the sun is very, very bright. Obviously, we're closer to the equator than maybe someone in Alaska, right? So the sun's rays tend to be stronger. But it is very needed and very healthy for an individual to get certain sun exposure because that is how the body naturally makes vitamin D. And there's different types of rays. There's UVA and UVB rays. And actually, UVB rays is what the body uses to make vitamin D. So let's talk about that. And I've learned this, again, another Dr. Mercola article, but also other articles I've read on vitamin D and when you should be in the sunlight. And they definitely say that the best times to get those UVB rays, because they're most abundant, is between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And of course, that would be your time. And literally, you want to expose yourself to this direct sunlight for very short periods of time. So how they define this is you want between 10 and 20 minutes in the direct sunlight, no sunscreen, and we'll talk about that. And you want to expose as much as you can of your body. Now, ideally, you could be naked, and that's great. I guess I could get away with it in my backyard, but I typically don't do that. So literally what I do is if I have a break between that time, between 10 and 2, you know, 10 to 20 minutes, I will go in my front yard. I'll usually eat lunch too. I'll roll up my pants. I'll take off my shoes. I will take off my shirt. I usually have a sports bra on, so no big deal if Amazon, the Amazon guy comes into my yard, right? Hopefully I don't startle him, but whatever. It's not exactly exposing myself. And definitely you want to protect your face, especially the skin around your eyes, because it is very, very thin and it actually doesn't lend to a lot of vitamin D production. So, you know, a simple hat over your face that can shade your eyes and you know, protect your skin because it's a lot thinner there. And literally you sit there from 10 to 20 minutes. And how you know, and everybody's a little different. I mean, I'm on the fair side, but I'm not fair. I have my niece, Brittany, shout out to her. She's very fair. I have a lot of friends who are very, very fair, but I'm definitely not dark. So you want to sit out until your skin starts to turn a little pink. That's when you know you've had enough of the sun and you definitely do not want to burn. So I found with myself, it's about 10 minutes. So right at that 10 minutes, I look at my skin, it's getting a little pink and I know it's time to get out of there. And I got to tell you, it feels amazing. Also, too, I'm doing double duty because I take off my shoes and my socks and I put my feet on the ground. And sometimes I'll walk around, but typically I'm eating something or whatever. So I'm actually getting my grounding. And maybe you have listened to that podcast a while ago and I talked about grounding or earthing. And again, that's when you expose your bottoms of your feet. It could be any skin, but definitely the bottoms of your feet directly to the earth. It can be grass, it could be dirt, it could be beach. Oh, that sounds so nice. And literally you are soaking up all the electrons and all the energy from the earth, and it is so, so good for your body. So if you haven't listened to that podcast, check out on iTunes and also Spotify. You can look back for earthing and grounding because that's a real fun one and really good for you too. So getting adequate vitamin D by sun exposure, sunlight, yes, that is good for you. And again, listen, do your own research, check with your doctor. But again, we're all trying to live our best lives, right? We're trying to have longevity and live as healthy as possible. And vitamin D is a big part of that. And, you know, we saw that during COVID because we were all told to be locked up, don't go outside, don't see people, and people became very reclusive in being in the house. And yeah, it was a scary time, but guess what also happened? People weren't getting out in the sun and their vitamin D levels were going down, and that was very much affecting immunity. And we all know what happened. So not a good thing. So again, do your research, but I have been doing that for, oh gosh, over a couple years now of trying to get out every day. Now, of course, I don't get out every day because sometimes it is chilly here in Southern California and I don't want to sit outside. But now that it's warming up too, getting outside for that 10 to 20 minutes. And like I said, with me, 10 minutes. And then also you want to make sure that you are doing it on a more regular basis and not doing it just when it is nice out. So every once in a while, I will brave up and go out when it's a little chillier here and get my 10 minutes so I can get my vitamin D levels up. Now, interesting, I was doing that and also doing some vitamin D supplementation. And when I had my vitamin D checked last year, it was actually in the high range. And yeah, that's not good either. Like we talked about, it's a fat-soluble vitamin. It's hard for the body to excrete. So I stopped taking as much of my vitamin D supplementation so I could lower it down. So again, it's so important to get your vitamin D levels checked on a real regular basis. Right now, I'm doing it every year, and I'm even thinking now of doing it maybe at least 6 months or every quarter because it is that important to the body. And as you get older too, it's really, really helping things. You know, your body can get away with a lot of stuff when you're younger. As you get older, you really have to make sure you're, you know, getting everything up on all fronts so you can protect your body. Now, real quick on vitamin D supplementation, it's very important that when you take vitamin D, which is D3, you need to also take K2 with it. And that's another vitamin, and you can go look it up and do your research. And there are still some vitamin D supplementation that don't have K2 in it. And they really, really work together. They're very synergistic. And again, you can do your research on that. But when you take vitamin D without K2, you can actually have some vitamin D toxicity because the K2 helps process the vitamin D. So if you're looking at a vitamin D supplement, definitely look for it also has K2 in it well. So it's very important that, number one, you're getting your vitamin D levels checked so you know where you're at in your own blood. And of course, it's going to be harder for people if you're living in areas in the world that are freezing, like Alaska or Iowa, where I used to live, or shout out to Iowa, in the winter, very cold, or things like that. So again, you have to try to mitigate your damages and, you know, just getting sun exposure just on your hands or a little bit on your face is not enough for your body to actually synthesize vitamin D and make vitamin D for your health. So you have to expose as much as possible. And I know people are a little bit more hardy than myself. I'm sure they have no problem sitting like I told you I do with my pants rolled up, my shirt off, just a sports bra and a hat. So wherever you are in the country, very, very important. And that's why vitamin D supplementation helps too. Because if it's the middle of winter and there is no sun, then obviously you're not going to be able to get those UVB rays from the sun. So taking that appropriate vitamin D with the K2 supplement really, really helps. So recently in the news, there was a big recall on some Neutrogena sunscreen products. And again, you can look it up on Google. And they recalled them because there's a lawsuit going on that I believe it was a teenage girl got leukemia, and they're saying it's from the benzene in it. And I'll just say again my opinion, but benzene is never okay. It is never an appropriate thing to put in sunscreen or anything that goes on or in the body. And so it's nasty because a lot of these sunscreens, you know, we've all been told don't burn, put protection on, and I totally understand that. But unfortunately, a lot of these companies, not just Neutrogena, they're literally putting these other chemicals that are accepted by the FDA that actually can cause other problems in the body like cancer and all these other things. So again, do your homework. There's a lot of natural sunscreens out there. They usually have more like titanium oxide or zinc oxide in them. The only downside of that is that's the real white stuff. It's hard to really rub in, so you look kind of white. I bought some a couple years ago, and I'll use it. I like it. So the main thing, you know, get your 10 to 20 minutes without sunscreen, protect your face, get as much of your body exposed so you can bring your vitamin D levels naturally up and protect your body. Two, when you're out in the sun past those times, either wear a long sleeve shirt, a hat, cover yourself, or try to use more natural sunscreens, or definitely not the ones that were recalled in Neutrogena. And if you have those products, again, look it up. I would definitely get rid of them. So I hope this shed some light, LOL, on sunlight and vitamin D. And, you know, again, the sun is our friend, but we have to use it wisely. So I'm by no means saying go bake yourself today for an hour with no sunscreen out by the pool, but do it in the ways that we talked about and protect yourself so you can get the best from the sun and also not the worst from the sun and not look like a leather bag in age. So I hope this was helpful. I hope you have a wonderful day. And I don't know, I might sit outside for a little bit more because it is so nice. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying yourself. Thank you so much. And to let you know, my book, I did say it last week, it is official. It is published on Amazon, so you can look for it. It is 5 Degrees to Your Future by yours truly, Dr. Kathy Hunter. So you can check it out on Amazon. Right now, I just have the paperback version. I am working on the Kindle or the ebook version. So coming soon. And soon I will have those live links that will take you right to Amazon on both my the5degrees.com, which is my website for the podcast, and also shophunterholistics.com. So in the next couple weeks, we'll get that going. And anyone out there, which is a lot of people, I love you. I thank you so much for already buying my book, already giving it great reviews. It means the world to me. And hey, if I can just help people with the book, that's why I did it. So have a great time. And until next time, take care.
Thank you so much for listening to the 5 Degrees to Your Future podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a future episode. And please leave a rating for the podcast as well. You can follow Dr. Kathy Hunter on Instagram @KathyHunterGlover. And until next time, enjoy the journey.